The trade deal that started out as the Trans-Pacific Partnership is one step closer to reality. The final version has 11 countries signing on and one big absence, the United States. For a little context, Reuters says the countries involved represent more than 13% of the world's economy. If the United States were part of it, it would be about 40%. After the U.S. dropped out, Japan took on the role of lead negotiator, but much of the agreement remains the same as when the U.S. was involved. And according to Japan's chief negotiator, that's very much on purpose. Kazuyoshi Umemoto says one of the main reasons is to induce the U.S. to come back to the deal. That approach is now backed by at least half the U.S. Senate. 25 Republican senators have sent a letter to President Trump urging him to work aggressively to secure reforms that would allow the United States to join the agreement. When Trump was at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland last month, he said he would be open to joining TPP if we did a substantially better deal. It's not yet clear what sort of revisions the president has in mind. The 11 members who remain in the Asia-Pacific trade deal include Canada, Mexico, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Chile, Peru, Malaysia, Singapore, Vietnam, and Brunei. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.